brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hi. Hello.
Chomp, chomp.
Hi.
Yeah.
Are we interrupting?
No.
Good.
Welcome. Gather around.
We're just back from lunch.
Sit down.
Gather around.
Make yourself at home.
I like that vibe.
Yeah. We are here for another sud segment.
That's right.
Where we discuss all the good things in life. Whether it's fine wine, rare whiskeys, much sought after beer, or just a nice glass of tea. I'm one of your hostesses. Well, actually, I'm your only hostess.
Well, other than Tim.
Good old gal Juliana. And with me today at the table is good old boy Drew.
I am still here against my better judgment.
Good. Keep it that way. Yeah.
Indeed. Hmm.
Good old boy Caperton. Hi.
Hi. Hi. What's up?
Good old boy Tim.
Dave pulled the restraining order, so I'm back.
He's back.
Feels good.
It's about friggin' time.
Tim.
I won't do it again, Dave. Don't worry.
Far too. It's a Tim sighting.
So I thought it was we were too close to a school.
Yeah, there is that. It's 1,000 feet, though.
Sorry.
That was expunged.
I think they measured it off.
Oh, wow.
That's what she said.
Good old boy Dave.
The name is Mr. T. First name is Mr.
Yeah.
Middle name is that period. Last name is T. Listen and listen good.
Whatever.
Keep dreaming.
Blast from
the past. Pity the fool that thinks he's Mr. T.
He's wearing his gold chain today, though.
Got that reverse mohawk going.
You do. You do.
Wow.
Today.
The no-hawk.
I call it the tonsure myself.
I call it male pattern baldness. Evolution, baby.
Evolution, yes. Mm-hmm. Today is kind of special. We're going to continue this summer of questionable decisions with a look at hard kombucha.
Hard kombucha.
Hooch booch.
The booch.
Hooch booch.
Good boy, Dave. What is kombucha anyway?
Kombucha is made by fermenting the sweat of hippies. Now, you may be thinking, do hippies sweat? They don't work. But you forget drum circles, jam band concerts, and of course, orgies.
Hacky sack.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about hacky sack.
At the orgy?
Hacky sack orgy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who hasn't played a little naked hacky sack?
Yeah, but you don't want someone juggling your sack.
Yeah.
No.
You got to keep your eye on the sack.
Yeah. Decent lubricant.
Especially as you get older. You know, aging hippies.
Yeah.
You know. But,
well, you can't kick as high.
Saggy so sacks.
True.
Oh, my God.
But your sack goes way farther.
This is true. Okay.
Hippie sweat.
You left us at hippie sweat.
Yeah, I don't even know where
might
to
be
go
a good
from
beer
there.
Name.
Good boy Tim, would you please tell us really seriously what kombucha is?
Well, I bet hippie sweat is a beer already. Probably.
Yeah.
There's hippie. Hipster actually. Repellent.
Right.
Hipster
repellent. And hippies and cowboys. You know, local.
It's only a matter of time.
I am patenting it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways. Treatment. Aside from Dave's definition, kombucha is a fermented, lightly effervescent, sweetened black or green tea drink that's commonly drank and consumed for its health benefits or purported health benefits.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's thought to have come from China, like a lot of fermented beverages. And a lot of people have been homebrewing it in the past decade or so. Or, I mean, certainly longer, but it's certainly grown in popularity.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of companies popping up for non-alcoholic kombucha and then now alcoholic as well.
Hard.
Seems to be everywhere.
It was
hard
also kombucha. A good gluten-free alternative. That's for true. A lot of tap rooms and bars and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that helped with the popularity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you could have a cider on tap or now you could have a kombucha.
Well, you can have a little booze and feel healthy. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to sour beer, and they use a lot of the same like fermentation and yeast and bacteria. And like in when you make kombucha, it's called a SCOBY, which stands for a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast.
Whoa.
It's a nice brewing acronym there.
Nice. It's not Scooby, like do.
How many people do you think have named their kid SCOBY? You know, not really knowing what that was about.
In like, or outside the city of Portland.
More importantly, would you name your kid Scooby?
It's happened.
I would. I bet there's a couple Scobies out there.
I guarantee you there's a kid walking around named Scoby.
I mean, humans are just symbiotic cultures of bacteria and yeast aren't we?
We're big old
Scobies.
All the same. Lift me up and see what's underneath.
No, thank you.
Drew, stop it.
Follow direction.
A little acetobacter and lactobacillus.
Various acetic down there.
Caperton.
And we're getting back to the hacky sack conversation.
But yeah, I mean, all of that yeast and bacteria is, and it's all alive in the drink is why a lot of people think it has probiotic. Good health benefits.
It's living inside
It is a probiotic. As long as it's alive.
Yeah, it gives you good bacteria in your gut. It helps balance things out.
It's a very diverse sort of, Yeah,
so, and the people will make kombucha from some of those probiotic drinks using just pure strains of lactobacillus and saccharomyces and Brettanomyces and Pediococcus.
Say the word.
Even some gluconoacetobacter.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That was a great pronunciation.
You just don't get to work that into every day's conversation.
I bet he will for the next week. He's going to go into work tomorrow and go like, you guys ever hear about this
gluconoacetobacter?
What'd you do this weekend? Before you answer, I'll tell you what I did.
You know what I think this place is missing is a really nice gluconoacetobacter.
And some sweaty ball sack. I mean, sorry.
Hacky sack.
Wow. That's the one.
Tell us about the most alcohol content in most kombuchas there, Timmy.
Well, most kombucha drinks are less than 0.5% alcohol and not enough to feel its effects.
We're not interested in those.
But that does stop people. You will get carded a lot of times buying kombucha.
Really?
Yes.
Even just the regular grocery store.
I know it used to be that way. That's I don't know if it's changed.
Like buying O'Doul's.
I've reached the age.
From a bunch of hippie freaks living in denial.
Like the amount of 0.5% kombucha you'd have to drink to get a buzz.
It's a lot. You wouldn't be able to stomach it.
Literally would not be able to.
And yet you could buy Peychaud's and Angostura on the grocery store shelf without being carded.
You'd plode.
You would.
Good old boy Caperton ploded. You've done that now. All the kids are going to go out and start buying bitters and chugging bitters in the grocery store.
But please record it and put it on TikTok. It might actually make me
download
it. That
might be the next spoonful of cinnamon challenge.
I mean,
chug a bottle of bitters.
It'd be funnier.
Yeah.
You could find it on Caperton's new TikTok.
That's right. Beer talk.
We might do that. You know what, Caperton, to promote Grim AF, we might each chug a bottle of Angostura
bitters. I'm lacking in content right now, but I'm about to go buck wild there. I'm about to go buck wild. Wow. I got a lot of tutors. There's a lot of helpful women on TikTok.
They sure are.
Yeah. But to circle our wagons back to the kombucha. So typically it's non-alcoholic statistically or whatever you want to say.
By definition of law.
By definition. But these are hard. If you let it go, though, you inhibit that process.
So a lot of it, it depends on how much sugar you use and how many stages of fermentation.
Well, I also know that if you buy the stuff in the grocery store and if it's been sitting there for a while, it may exceed the limit, actually.
So it's a little bit like bottle conditioned beers. It keeps working.
It keeps going.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you put, because all of them use fruit juice or fruits and you just add a bunch of sugars. So do you let those ferment? Do you pasteurize
you pasteurize it or do you just do it with temperature? I think they just use to do it with temperature, right? Then you run into a problem because it keeps going.
I think that's another good tip for underage drinkers who want to get a buzz cheap.
Booch
just go to the grocery store and just leave it in your trunk for a while,
or just go to the grocery store and look for expired.
That's
booch.
Right. You got any? You got any day old booch? You
might even get it on a discount.
Yeah.
I think that's our lawyers calling us right now.
Band again.
Hello.
Band once again.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
the
I
opinions
think that's
expressed by good old boy Dave do not represent
so these.
Those
these are hard kombuchas, then.
Allegedly,
most
allegedly.
Of them,
yeah, allegedly
hardish.
Okay,
they're like me.
Well,
you know,
thanks,
softy.
Good old boy Tim and group.
Sort of.
Yeah, this kind of lightens the grayness of what.
Semi-educational.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Good old boy Drew, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
It would be my pleasure. We'll be discussing and rating these hard kombuchas with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Mm-hmm. Here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief.
That sounded dirty. I'm just going to say that sound.
Would you say that it's like number four, a body should not really make that sound?
Not in this house.
Ayo, listen to that hang time and give me another is number five.
There you go. Now see, I like that.
There you go.
I got a little bit of, late 70s talk show host, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
60% of the time it works every time? Maybe?
Exactly.
All right.
Could be. All right. Well, let's get into the kombuchas. Or is it kombuchai?
No, we got to say the booch.
The booch.
The booch. Booch.
For the kids.
The booch.
For the kids, you got to say the booch.
Well, either way, these are going to be tasted blindly.
Yeah.
And of course.
We may end up blind.
We might be. I don't know.
I'm already there.
Are these federally regulated?
Now, I, of course, have the list, so I know what's going on. But these guys do not know what's
going
on.
Which is normal for us.
And they will give their honest, unbiased opinions of each one of these.
And we're going to get healthy in the process.
Ooh, we are going to be so healthy.
Allegedly.
My gut is so excited.
We'll get into the booch in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. As part of our summer of questionable decisions.
This is not tea.
And what these ifs? Are questionable times.
Oh,
we
holy
are,
crap.
We
oh,
are,
sorry, go ahead.
We are doing a blind tasting of hard kombucha.
The booch.
The booch. We're going to start
I'm
with.
I'm getting hard.
Oh. Kombucha.
Can booch. We do soft kombucha?
Booch.
I should say at this point that I like kombucha. So this is going to be a fun episode.
So who
it's not
on
questionable
here, who around this table has had kombucha hard or otherwise before?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've had
so
a lot
raising
too.
Your hand's not going to do anybody any
oh,
good.
I'm sorry. Okay.
They can't see me on the radio?
We did
but
just
when
all
they told
three
me I have
raise
a face
our hands
for radio.
And look at Dave.
Caperton, Drew, and Tim, we all have.
Yep.
I'm pretty well
so
versed
the Browns,
in the booch.
Dave? No?
We have never, Julianne and I have never had kombucha.
Never,
never had hard kombucha.
Blows my mind.
Yeah. So, you know, we used to have in Nashville here, the land of our birth, at Tennessee Brew Works, there was a brewmaster there briefly who did some, she experimented with kombucha beers.
And that's one of the reasons
she now
I
works
never,
at Omega Yeast.
It's one of the reasons I never went to Tennessee Brew Works.
Yeah, she sure does. And they were not bad. So to sort of counter what you're saying over there, I feel you. But
So yeah. Here's what I will say is that Julianne
Dr.
and I
Laura.
Are very happy to be breaking our kombucha cherries right here with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited. So I'm excited.
I should say that hard kombucha also is sort of a newish thing. I mean, it's not new, but marketing-wise, it is.
It seems, I think it is, yeah. I'm sure, obviously, people have done it before.
And it's sort of closest competitor would be hard seltzer. But it's craftier a little than hard seltzer.
Okay.
And it requires a little more skill in the brewer. So,
probably a different, well, I don't know though. There's probably some crossover.
I think it's close to between, like some kettle sours.
What you mean crossover?
Between the people interested in hard kombucha versus hard seltzer. Like, I bet you there's some of the same people who drink. This, and at first, I was like, I bet it's two different groups. But I don't know. I bet it's
on the Venn diagram, I think that's a smaller. I don't know. Maybe
I'd be
not.
Interested to see what the caloric content is.
Anyway, most kombucha is more, you know, I mean, there's more of a process than
just, there's a big like homebrew community behind non-alc kombucha that's been
doing
their
thing
since the
60s.
Do
y'all know 70s. Pete? We should give a shout out to Pete. I don't know if any of these might be his.
Well,
no, I don't think I know him.
Harvest
but I've had
roots
friends that have made it
for, harvest
oh,
ferments
that's right,
or
yeah.
something like that.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
Yeah,
and we're
going
to start with A. No. You're good.
I just wanted to give a disclaimer that I like kombucha.
So A has a light
kind of pink,
pinkish,
pink
sort
of rose water kind of.
Notice that I'm using softer words than I used with seltzer.
This reminds me of a seltzer.
The aroma on this is what? Slightly vegetal, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty. I'm not getting too much aroma.
It's very light, but
no real smell of alcohol to it.
Very crisp.
Yes.
Very, very crisp. Is that indicative of kombuchas? Are they?
Yeah, they're
on
usually
the crispier
pretty dry.
Side? Okay.
Like, because if you're gonna make an alcoholic, it's gonna ferment out the sugars unless you do something to stop that process. So even with all the fruit that's added, things like that, they tend to come out pretty dry.
And I think, can we assume that the ingredients in these will mostly be natural? Like, we're not going to have artificial...
I don't know, but
I would think for the most part,
maybe. I can't speak. I don't know.
Maybe
Corona
starts doing
but
kombucha.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The sourness, a lot of the varying will be in the sourness.
Yep.
I feel like now they're kind of making ones that are more palatable, but they can go really, really vinegary on you.
And they get super samey then. You know, because they all go the same direction.
Well, that's kind of like sour beer.
If I wanted to drink, apple cider vinegar, I'd just drink apple cider vinegar.
They usually mask that with ginger or something
like
that.
So what do you guys think about this?
I'm actually really enjoying this.
Yeah.
I was...
It's nice. I think it's got like a little mint or something in it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not super effervescent. It's not. Okay. It's not.
Tart more than sour.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of what's the umami? You know, it's what's the word?
Umami.
Umami.
Yeah. That I believe that is the word.
A little bit. I think a lot of the kinda kombuchas
savory.
Do.
A little savory.
The kombuchas all sort of have sort of that. Rather than vegetal, I think of it as more that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's another. Some flavor with the mint.
So would you say like maybe a cucumber or a melon or?
I don't think it's that.
It's hard to put my finger on exactly what it is, but mine's gone, so it was good.
I put that thing down. It was nice. Yeah,
I was very impressed. This is not what I expected.
Okay, I think we're gonna rate this a 3. Three,
A strong 3, I think.
Yeah,
no, I think that was
starts out a lot better than the seltzers do.
My experience with kombucha in the past has been, similar to what Tim was alluding to. It's all been very acidic, what I've had, so I wasn't super excited about it. This is pleasant.
Yeah.
Well, this is June Shine.
Okay.
This is a blood orange mint. This is 6% ABV. That comes in a 12-ounce can. So this has got blood orange, mint, honey, green tea, cane sugar, and June kombucha.
I wonder what June kombucha is. Maybe I don't want to know.
Maybe that's the SCOBY or whatever. Mm. Like, maybe they named their SCOBY June.
And you'll probably see like most brands will have a sort of house flavor, and it probably won't vary too much because they probably all have one mother going on.
Lemon, a lot of times.
Like bakery using the same sourdough starter kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Or like, so you get a lot of similarities.
Brewery, you have your base beer, and then you maybe add different hops.
I actually worry about with kombucha is it getting too tame? Like, I feel like a lot of the appeal comes from it pushing the flavors, you know, to the, like, almost being too acidic, things like that. And I think it's also something you see in kettle sours and beer, like,
sure,
going, I get it for, like, you know,
mass,
yeah, least common denominator, like, yeah, appeal to the most people,
and some of them can be just more acid than anything else, and you're just tasting the kettleness. This is nice. I mean, it seems balanced to me. And
I don't know that there's tons going on.
No,
but I think for a beginner, this is a good beginner.
So what's the calories here?
Yeah, that I would be curious. You know, is this truly a substitute for a seltzer? You know, in the market's mind.
I don't think it's going to be because of the honey.
But how much of it fermented out?
Well,
you know.
I mean, just like seltzers, I bet they're all going to be like 5% and 6%, you know.
She said that one was 6, yeah.
This is 6. It doesn't They may not say have it. Huh. What the calories are on
They're
it.
They're not there.
So
yet.
It must not be particularly low calorie.
No. I'm sure they'd call it out if it was.
Yeah.
I think I went to a Zoom thing with guys from Sierra Nevada, which maybe we're going to be tasting that. I don't know. But and they talked a little bit about that stuff.
This smells a lot. The next one smells a lot more like I would have expected a kombucha.
It's quite pungent.
Indeed. Sex Panther.
It does have
real. I panther. Like this.
It has that little slight vinegar.
It's vinegary, but then it's got a sweet finish. I mean,
oh wow.
Okay, so this one is like slightly yellow in color.
Like my pee.
I'm gonna say golden straw.
Maybe a little residual effervescence going on there.
Oh yeah. This one is like kind of beer like to me. Yeah, like, this is good. Is that it's wrong? Got,
they added honey. A lot more sugar into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's that honey sweetness or something.
Yeah. It's got some wang in this thing.
Though. It does.
Yeah.
You know, it's very smooth and silky, though.
Like, I don't know if I could drink a ton of this, because it's very
angry,
flavorful.
Yeah. That first one, I could, you know, just pound.
I could drink more of the first one, but I think I like this one better.
I agree. I would love this with like a
and in general, so far the aftertastes on these are better than some of your alternatives, hard seltzer or something certainly. Like that. You know, it's not doesn't you don't have.
I mean,
that
they're so refreshing.
Yeah, like,
the flavor is just so far. I like so this clean. Trend.
Yeah.
There's a little There's a lactic sweetness to it, but. It's nice.
I know craft beer newbies that are drinking this too. This stuff,
very that. Approachable.
I could see, very approachable. We're gonna rate this a 4.
Sure.
Now I just want some brie.
I'm wanting to finish these things. I'm
some dried almonds, maybe Marconas.
They're everywhere. They want to save the earth, but all they do is smoke pot and smell bad.
Okay. I admit.
You think Cartman
already tasted
drinks
all these.
Kombucha?
I don't need to hear crap from a bunch of hippie freaks living in denial.
There you go.
Probably not.
Probably not.
So this is from Walker Brothers here in our backyard.
Hey.
Oh, Nashville.
Yeah. Woo-woo. It's their high gravity kombucha, 5% ABV. So this has their
0.5,
their culture.
Sure.
Black tea, green tea, jasmine tea, cane sugar.
Jasmine.
Citra hops. And yeast.
Yeah, they hopped it. Yeah.
So there you go.
So that's the other thing, is these guys are starting to hop these as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that interfere at all with the...
some of the activity?
I'm sure it does. Yeah, definitely. It definitely would stop it from souring more. Yeah. But they could definitely
and those,
use that
And that's
to
a
their
good
advantage.
Way to sell it, though. You know? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to put it in cans, you don't want it blowing up in people's faces.
But, you know, it's probably dry hop, too. I doubt it's, like, in the boil or something like that. True. So you're not that's really true. Drawing tons of
But
IBUs
that's probably
out.
The right way to do it, too, because you want to cut it off. And I don't know if they pasteurize these things, which would... stop it anyway.
They do a lot of the low AB, you know, the 0.5s and
that's
below.
How they keep them at
yeah.
the 0.5.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah,
this clearly says that it's unpasteurized.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's where the hops would come in and they would kind of shut it down. Like, hey, shutting it down, boys.
Yeah. All right, that's enough. Closing time.
That's right.
Moving on to C.
C.
This has got a wonderful smell. It reminds me of like peach tea. Like
now, C looks very tea like,
and it tastes. I mean, it's very tea like. Yeah.
It's like southern like sweet.
Flanders red.
It's like a twisted tea.
Twisted.
I don't even know what that tastes like.
I don't either. I just know that apparently you don't want to get hit in the face
with
one.
You don't want to get hit with one of those things.
That's all I know.
Kowako. Okay.
Is that a thing hitting people in the face with a twisted tea? I mean,
it tastes like tea.
I assume you've not seen
the video.
It
tastes like lemon. It tastes like lemon.
Yeah.
Sweet tea. Okay. Yeah. That guy, he knew what he needed to get hit in the face.
I don't disagree with that. It just, you know.
But it hurt.
It's become a thing now.
Guys, back to C.
Sorry.
This is the closest to like black.
This is
sour
tea,
black tea.
Yeah. This is Snapple. This is Snapple lemon.
Snapple, yeah.
Give me this with some fried chicken and, you know, I'll sit outside.
Do you guys.
Really tasty.
Like, some of us here grew up in the South and some didn't or whatever, but
we don't hold it against you.
We all live in the South now.
Yep.
Hey,
we're here now.
I grew up, like a lot of people in my family, you know, we all drink sweet tea.
Yeah.
Some of them like lemon in their tea.
Yep.
I never liked
lemon. I wasn't crazy about lemon in mine either.
Are you guys lemon or not lemon? Yeah.
Lemon. No,
not in my tea.
If I want lemon in my tea, I'm just going to go ahead and go Arnold Palmer.
My mom asks.
So that's a good thing too.
And I usually say no.
I always say no. Because you know.
Also,
like
I'll even draw a further distinction. If I do use lemon, I don't throw that nasty thing in there.
Yeah. See, like,
I squeeze the juice and then I sit it
the
aside.
Thing about, and for like restaurants, especially in the South, is like by default, they all, if you order sweet tea, they want to put a wedge of lemon.
Yep.
So you have to say no lemon.
Same thing with water.
And it's like, what the hell, dude? You know?
But I am a Southerner by birth. If I want lemon, I don't, it's you know? Not a, it's not a go-to thing, lemon. For sure, in Southern tea. Well,
how do you guys like this, though?
Anyway, this tastes a little bit like if you were to make a bogus Southern tea. I mean, it tastes
like a Snapple.
It tastes like a Snapple.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's got a lot of...
Is there booze in this
and
one?
I don't drink a lot of kombucha that tastes like this either.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think I've ever tasted this tea.
I would not guess this was kombucha.
There's not that vinegary...
I've never had one that tastes like tea.
I've never had one.
In fact, this might be a Snapple.
Yeah.
So is this what?
Like, what do y'all think? I mean,
is it Snapple with TGI?
Do you like it or do you not?
I mean, I would probably rate it higher than a 2, but lower than a 3. I'll go 3.
Yeah. 3?
Yeah, I could do 3. It's not offensive.
All right.
I
mean, we're going 3.
It's certainly drinkable. It's just not.
It's tea. It's not kombucha.
It tastes like tea.
Okay.
They nailed it.
Does taste like nailed it. Maybe it's in Arizona.
Although those are pretty sweet.
Those are pretty sweet.
Twisted tea.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
The original twisted tea with lemon.
Y'all, this is not
from
kombucha.
The Boston Beer
Is this
Company.
Kombucha?
No, it's not. We just wanted to see what you would...
Yeah.
Dirty dog.
So I still have never had a kombucha that tastes like black tea.
So 5% ABV.
Tip of
so
the hat to Dave, good old boy Caperton, for nailing it, though.
Yeah. You did.
Wow.
And then I admitted I'd never had one, but now...
Now we have.
Now you have.
I can no longer make that claim.
You need to stop coming
Thanks
over
a lot, guys. I'm glad for
We're
this.
Here for you. Okay, moving on.
Did we play the belch? Did we do it? We gave it a... What did we give
did.
It? What did we give
we
it?
Did.
We gave it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
Oh, I feel whatever. Dirty.
Hey, yeah, it's not kombucha, though, so whatever.
Wow.
All right, D. Ringers.
But you like twisted tea.
D. Yeah.
So Jim Cook will be very happy.
Yeah. Is it the same?
Now this tastes... This smells like...
Brewed in Memphis, isn't it?
I thought it was brewed in Missouri.
Strange aroma.
You might be right. I can't remember.
It's got a strange taste too, but it's not. It's not terrible though.
The smell is
There's
a sweetness that I can't quite put my finger on, but then there's an acetic thing underneath.
There's some pineapple there, and then something else really quickly. Like the pineapple fades away, and then
it is reminiscent of like a Mai Tai.
Is there some heat on this?
I hate coconut. Not the taste, the consistency.
What is that from?
Zombieland.
It's good.
It sounded like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, it did. Definitely.
There is, I think there is a little heat on this dog.
It does taste like there could be some chili.
Pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know. I like it.
Some Anaheim or...
This is a...
Serrano.
Very weird mix of...
But it's nice. It's, I like this a lot. I just, I don't... this again, I don't know that I could drink a lot of
it. I'm interested to see who it is because I bet it's a craft beer brewer. This tastes like
they're putting in
there's some random flavors. There's some mojo going on here.
Is this the kombucha sculpin, habanero sculpin or something?
You want that?
Oh, did they do that?
I wish you guys could see good old gal Juliana now. She doesn't do heat, does she? She drank that sucker down, though.
give me this with a little hot chicken.
Was there a little left there and you gave it to him?
Okay. It does like sit in your throat, though.
I'm not getting that. I maybe get a little chilly, but you guys are like huffing and puffing.
It's there. Here's the thing about me is like I am bland Eastern European, okay? I cannot...
Cabbage, tomato.
Spicier than boiled fish.
No. Yeah. I'm down with fermented, but I'm not down with peppers. Beets. You know,
Your people weren't from Latin America.
Well, let's rate this thing.
Yeah. What do you guys rate?
I'm going three.
Yeah, I don't know how much I could have.
It makes my tummy hurt a little
good
bit.
Good old boy Drew was the highest there. Or... Dave, were you a four?
I was a four.
Yeah, you guys were fours.
I was 3.5-ish.
It's good. I like all these.
It's very interesting. I love spicy.
It's like a weird coconut thing going on.
Yeah, something.
Not quite suntan lotion.
Mexican cake?
Not quite.
So this is from Flying Embers.
I'm not familiar with them.
California, I believe. This is 6.8% ABV. No sugar, no carbs. It is a pineapple chili.
Yeah.
Coconut?
You guys nailed it.
Here's the thing. I think sometimes pineapple and coconut get a little, at least for me, get a little interchangeable.
A little crossed.
And there's some common component to them.
An interesting, the list of ingredients on this is interesting. They do have, their culture with black tea and
SCOBY.
Yeah. And their SCOBY. And then they have acerola juice powder, adaptogen root blend, which is ginger, turmeric, and ginseng, pineapples, and chilies, although it doesn't say what type of chili. And this is 130 calories for
Texas
this can.
But it's no sugar?
No sugar. No sugar.
Pineapple is a boatload of sugar.
I guess the natural sugar from the pineapple, but that's it.
Like, if you put pineapple in, you don't have to add sugar.
We'll be back with more in just a minute. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hi, welcome back. We are knee deep in
the boot
something
hummus and kombucha.
Sorry, guys,
we're straight out of Portland.
Caught me eating kombucha.
For those of you,
eating hummus with my fingers.
For those of you just tuning in, hi, welcome.
Hi,
hey, where have you been?
We are in a summer of questionable decision episode.
We are,
and we are doing a blind tasting of hard kombucha.
We are.
So far,
we're not doing too bad. What do you guys think so far?
You know what?
You kombucha newbies.
Yes.
I'm really digging the flavors.
Yeah.
I think I was always worried that kombucha would be very balsamic vinegary and like not a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like just very acidic.
It's interesting coming from someone who has a thing for Amari.
For me?
Yes, I love Amari, but the thing about Amari is that for the balsamicness that you can get from it, you're also getting some really great citrus fruits that soften it.
Sure.
Or some mint, you know,
sure.
or something like that. This I just always thought was just going to be hard, like almost chuggling balsamic vinegar.
Well, I think it gets a reputation, like I was saying before, about the homebrewed kombucha. Like it's, you know, it's your friend that had solar panels 40 years ago and lives off the grid and does these other things.
I know,
like,
his own goats.
Right, exactly.
I know. This is modern kombucha, which is more, more palatable.
You know, to me, though, kombucha, so far what we've had, if I had to make a parallel to beer, I would say farmhouse ales. Like, because there's different tweaks and different little things, and you can add your own little different, like what you've got on hand.
It's very amorphous.
It is hard to define, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. As they're more palatable and people just put all these fruit combinations, I mean...
Are they becoming rattlers?
I think they're just kettle sours.
That's what I would... Point. Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad Tim did.
That's kind of sad. I mean, kettle sours are...
They're creative.
An abomination unto God.
I think they all have... They have their place.
They
and
do.
So as long
they
as
do.
You don't...
Never in the trash? I'm sorry.
Well, now it's that people are doing imperial kettle sours,
but
though,
I think there are more dimensions to your average kombucha, hard kombucha than your average kettle sour, though.
Sure. Yeah,
it's not quite as one dimension.
Sure.
You're right. I agree with that too.
Tea but it's in a close. Itself. But it's a close. Yeah,
it's close as they closer as than, they rein in
closer
the
acidic than,
factor.
Closer than sour beer.
Well, and as part of that, like the fact you have to have it regulated. So it's, you know, you've got to stay within certain lanes. And if you want to have a business, you've got to, you know, like it's one thing to home brew something and you're just spending your own extra money you've got. But now you're talking about, I got to, A, make sure I don't get sued or shut down. But B, I'm going to have to buy ingredients in a certain amount and have my, you know,
and some of those ingredients might not be widely available and or the consistency. Sure. And
well, and they got to have this stuff tested too.
Oh, yeah.
Regularly,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and for me growing up with this, like a lot of cabbage and red beets. No, I mean, in foods like that.
Babushka.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's my Russian heritage.
What about sauerkraut? Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh.
Really?
Sorry.
You went there?
Wrong part of Europe, buddy.
My God. I mean, there's been a rich cultural exchange for generations.
You might as well just stop. Kimchi.
You can just stop. Anyways, okay. I never wanted to drink that. You know what I mean? Because like tasting it in a meal form was one thing, but I always had this idea that kombucha was just like drinking my cabbage, and I never was interested
in
that.
So saving that soundbite for later.
Drinking my cabbage.
You know what? I think we found the name of this episode.
I think you may be right.
Absolutely. Thankfully,
let's reinforce that.
Anyways,
these have been cabbagey.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh, what is this color?
But we haven't made it to E yet. So
let's talk about
this. Is black.
Yeah.
He is blackish.
This is activated charcoal.
I thought it was charcoal, but now I see some pepper on the bottom.
Is it green or black?
It's
a greenish gray.
There's
greenish
some gray. Floaties,
this
folks.
Is
yeah.
This is what kombucha looked like the first time I had it.
But it tastes great.
Oh, it's actually nice. It
Wow.
It looks a lot more carbonated
like
than the
death.
Others.
This is delicious.
This is why they
it's
put
like me.
This is nice.
This is why me in a cup.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
This is why it they is. Put kombucha in a can.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to see it.
No, you don't want to see this color.
Yeah, you don't want to see me, but once you get me in the dark.
Once you get that first little taste.
Wow.
Bam. You can't once escape. Again.
I didn't even know what button to hit, Caper. I had to hit a button. I didn't know what
to hit. Any lotion on its skin?
They all work.
The romance of Caperton is coming out with this episode.
Yeah, that was the one you should
So it does sort of smell like charcoal, though. I don't know that that's what's causing the color. But
sure, but yeah.
It smells like a briquette.
Charcoal smells.
You know, and charcoal has
a weird
health kick.
Yeah. But charcoal is for cleaning things.
It is for cleansing.
So. Cleansing your gut.
But this is, it's really refreshing.
Cleanses. Yeah, it is.
Like, you know.
It's so clean and Yeah.
Yeah.
It not really nearly is. As acidic as I would have expected from having looked
and
at it.
And there's a nice little fruity, citrusy kick to it.
Almost like a kiwi to me.
Yeah. I hope this has got a grim name, though. Like
grim A.
Healthy death or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I really.
Murder your thirst. I mean, sorry, don't sue us.
Whoever, I think this might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to rate this a 4.
I'm interested.
We call this,
as we say down south, interested.
Disease killer. Mm.
So, interestingly, in order to read this, you need to read it upside down because they ask you to shake it and
pour hard.
Shake it like a right. Polaroid.
So, this is from June Shine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is their Midnight Painkiller. It's got. And I don't know if I taste all of these flavors. Coconut, yeah. Pineapple, orange, and nutmeg. Oh,
the classic painkiller cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I mean, how
I'm not sure that it came off that way. But it's still good. It's drinkable.
Yeah. Which, the painkiller is one of my favorite tiki drinks. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty amazing.
It is a great tiki drink.
Yeah. But
yeah, so
this is still nice.
Where is what is who is June Shine?
June Shine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested.
June Shine Co. Like from Moonshine? San Diego, California.
That sounds like a mega
stay classy San Diego. Mm-hmm.
So it's coconut, pineapple, orange, nutmeg, activated charcoal, honey, green tea, cane sugar, and then their proprietary kombucha SCOBY. Blend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they crafted to brew honest alcohol for a healthier planet. Each unique flavor is brewed with real ingredients and high in probiotics and antioxidants. Real refreshing, brewed with activated charcoal for a better tomorrow.
Whatever.
I don't understand that.
You can leave the social, like, good stuff at the door. Yeah. Like, it taste good?
It doesn't hurt.
Save that crap for your website.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, it's okay, but whatever.
6% ABV.
If you have to talk about all the social goods you're doing, you're not doing enough.
Just tell me it's got natural flavors, I can get a buzz, and it tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not made with fake stuff.
And I like the name Juneshine. I think that's pretty
funny. That is a cool name. I would expect it. Actually from
Tim,
somewhere
what
in
are
the
you
south,
thinking but, yeah. What are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know, it's just a little plain. Like, if you have all those flavors in it, that's something that kind of annoys me, is when people go to the
you list like the 15 different ingredients.
Yeah, you just don't go to the any trouble. I understand fair. And appreciate
that's
balance.
A knock, that's a valid knock,
yeah,
for sure.
But is. I just, what's
the
that date?
Is the can date?
It's like, are you just putting out of curiosity? There to list them or
because
something?
It doesn't taste like a painkiller, but no, it is. But we all liked it.
I mean, no one noticed like any of
good,
those flavors.
Good blind, good know? Blind.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I thought
I didn't
kiwi
either. I didn't
so
either.
Close. Yeah.
March 21st, 2021.
Very fresh.
Yeah,
so not bad.
No.
Well, I guess we got the charcoal part.
Mm.
That was.
Well, you know, I mean, I did get a little tasty. Bit of either pineapple or coconut, but right at the end.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the dominant flavor.
No, there was
at
no
dominant.
You know?
It can be tough with these too because they're all so lactic and like this acidic that they're all kind of citrusy.
Yeah, you know? 100%.
It's like, is this a lemony something? It's like that might just be the bacteria.
Yep.
Maybe again, the charcoal.
I mean, this is tasty, but I just get confused when there's like all the strong flavors listed and like nutmeg. You know, how little nutmeg must you put
in? Seriously. Right.
Did they not grate it? Did it's they just throw one nut in there?
Dropped a little
they
nut.
Threw one nut in the vat and like, well, it'll absorb some.
Put it on the can.
Yeah.
Well, and in a previous episode, we talked about pineapple and how hard it is, you know, with fermenting it.
Yeah.
I think
they just didn't hit the mark and they released it.
Like,
anyway.
It's not as balanced maybe as one would want it to be. Because the painkiller drink, you're getting all of those flavors.
Well, I think they named it based on the ingredients and not on the flavor.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but it's still good.
But it's really tasty.
Great base kombucha.
Yeah.
And it's black, so if you're into that.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. If you want a dark drink on Halloween.
Can you imagine a pint glass of this, though? That would look freaky.
That would look kind of freaky.
Stuff floating around in it.
Oh, that's Halloween in a can right there. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about F.
F Troop.
Now, F is the, I want to say, almost traditional-ish.
Looks like a beer.
Yeah. It looks like
a hazy
yellow-ish
beer.
Yellowish kind of color.
Some sort of unfiltered. I don't like how Pilsner. F smells.
Doesn't necessarily smell like a hazy beer.
Ooh, the smell has got a little lactic.
It's got a little
acidity.
I smell a little sour.
Vegetal.
A little yogurt or something.
Yogurt, yeah. Totally.
But it tastes better than it smells. I'll tell you.
Ooh.
That. Oh, wow. Creamy.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's like a little fruity patootie, man.
They put some milk sugar in this.
Orange creamsicle is what this reminds me of. I mean, it's just
it's like with okay. a little tropical,
with maybe. A little. I almost get the cucumber again at the
no,
end.
No,
here.
This tastes kind of watermelony, but not so rindy.
Could be watermelon,
melonish, yeah.
Or some
it's
melon, or maybe a cantaloupe, or
could be some sort
or something
of melon.
Yeah. Like that.
Some amorphous melon.
It is the mouthfeel. It's a lot thicker. Maybe
it is.
I'm not crazy.
It's like creamier.
I'm not crazy about it creamier, in this flight, but it's not bad. But in this flight of,
but if somebody gave you this, you would probably finish it.
Yeah.
I think it's very approachable.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
For a beginner.
Okay.
Who's like us?
Yeah, who's looking for like an easy way in?
That's what she said.
Yeah, it sort of falls a little.
I don't picture myself drinking much of this on a hot summer day.
Sure,
though.
Sure.
It might it's be too sweet.
I might go for a creamsicle, okay. But not this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess you're right. It is a little sweet.
I'm not sure. I should base it on how I would react to it on a hot summer day, but I'm just saying it's a little sweeter.
Yeah. Two, three. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're going three-ish.
We're throwing signs here.
This one is from...
Boom, boom, boom.
This is a Walker Brothers.
Mm. Oh, another Walker Brothers.
And they're local, right?
So, national? Yes.
Yep.
Again, unpasteurized, probiotic, gluten-free, watermelon lime. 5% ABV, and
where's
this
the creamy
one,
coming from? I would have pegged watermelon lime.
Lime, no. Watermelon, yes, after kinda, she said melon, the rind, yeah.
So this is their raw kombucha blend, which is their culture, black tea, green tea, jasmine tea, cane sugar, watermelon puree, lime juice, and yeast. That's it.
Okay. Well.
So no idea where the creamy is coming from, but it's totally there.
Yeah, it is.
Could that be a byproduct from the yeast?
I don't know. Or the bacteria or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a possibility that's...
Maybe it's that watermelon like puree rather than...
It's just kind of riding along.
Not a super great smell, though. It's a little...
Yeah, I guess the watermelon aromas that we've had on things are just... They don't...
It doesn't translate. It
doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they can taste fine, clean and everything. But.
Yeah, but this is... Out of all the watermelons that we've had, I mean, minus, that
all
one.
All the watermelons we've had today.
It's very pleasing.
Sure.
Considering.
Would we give it a 3?
Yeah.
Sure.
I
agree with
3.
That.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to G.
Ain't
nothing but
this smells nice.
G-Shock died this week, by the way.
Yeah.
And Humpty.
Got to hold her
nose. Man, the honey on this.
Wow.
This smells sort of like the spicy one again.
Tastes a little. Yeah. I think there's some sort of spice.
Something interesting at the end there.
Maybe.
Kind of like an allspice note
cinnamon,
to it a little bit.
Okay,
cinnamon, allspice, baking spices.
Yeah. No, I could see that.
Yeah, something spicy with honey. Like, this to me is fermented tea.
Fermented tea baked into a Christmas cookie.
Hot toddy type.
Yeah.
Kombucha.
Yeah. Wow. I like this.
There's a little pepper spice too, I feel like.
I almost feel like.
In the back of my throat.
When I smelled
but
it.
Juliana's not gagging, so I don't
right.
know.
Maybe no, I don't think it's.
I'm thinking
I don't think
cinnamon.
It's pepper. Yeah. Maybe it's cinnamon.
Warming spices.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, maybe it's just those winter.
Mm. It's a, I think this is a fall for me, but I.
Three. Okay. We're going to go with the 3.
I'll admit, I mean, I gave this a 3, but I'm usually not crazy about
pie spices.
Pie spices.
Well, this is
with all the acid.
Oh, no, that looks like a kombucha bottle.
I think I've had. This looks familiar already.
This is GT's Living Foods, and this is their classic kombucha Third Eye Chai.
This is non-alcoholic.
Chai. Yeah. Now, this is the ABV on this is 0.5% plus.
Okay.
So you got electrolytes, polyphenols, enzymes, probiotics.
0.5 plus. What the heck's that mean?
Whatever.
They're all 0.5 plus.
Right? All right. Quickly, let's quickly do H for H, the sake of it.
H.
Very pink.
It's pink. Oh, it's nice.
Kind of a funky nose.
Kind of candy. Drank.
Yeah. Jolly Rancher, watermelon Jolly Rancher almost.
It tastes like candy. Yeah.
Okay, so compared to the previous one, this is like completely different.
I give it a three.
Yeah.
Or two
Or
three.
Yeah.
Three. This is, we're going to give it a three. And this is Flying Ember's Hard Kombucha Berry.
Okay.
4.5% ABV. Yeah.
Berry.
Sure.
Nice job, Flying Embers. Sure. I am now a fan of kombucha.
Good. Listen to that. Good. Look at that. Good.
Yeah, no, this is great. Well, we hope this is going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks so much for listening to us to the end. We hope you enjoy this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap that subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry play podcasts of Suds and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
And our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every single day at @SipSudSmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. And you can take the advantage of interacting with other fans such as yourself on these platforms.
And please, please, please do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
5 stars.
It's a big help to us.
5 stars.
Yep. And we'd love to see your feedback as well. Good or great.
Goodbye, Drew. Say goodbye.
Where am I going?
Bye. Goodbye, Caperton.
Goodbye. Till next time.
Goodbye, Tim.
Adios. Adios, bungholes.
Goodbye, Dave.
Hey, check me out on Instagram at Goodbye Dave.
Oh, Goodbye, Caperton. What's your handle on TikTok?
Oh, at GrahamAF. I'm soon to start some beer talk stuff.
Beer
over
talks.
There.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
Let's get it going.
This is Good to Go, Juliana. Don't be afraid of the kombucha.
No.
It's your friend.
Yeah.
Keep embrace on, the booch.
Call your mother.
Keep on chuggling. Enjoy that charcoal and catch you next time.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.